Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. See, I done been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm here to show it.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm missing y'all.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were just what I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do. I do. No one could show you all. Oh, we got you covered. From it all, to make me love him. I don't need a reason to fall on my knees and tell him how I feel in my heart and let him know.
I love you, love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love. Love him, 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 love him.
You are the last party in the conference.
Amen, amen, amen. That's all I say.
Well, my goodness, we have, listen, we have thoroughly been blessed. I'll tell you what, God knows what he's doing. Listen, God knows what he's doing. Listen, she didn't even need no introduction. She just came right on in there. And I just thank God for First Lady Prevost today. I thank God for her.
Amen, amen. We thank God on today. We praise God for everybody that is called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. It is, praise God, throwback Thursday. Praise God. I'll be getting my T's mixed up, glory to God. But we thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get it started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on the night, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name. We just want to praise you and magnify you on tonight. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say, everything that you are about to do. We thank you, Lord, for modern technology on today. Hallelujah, that your word never dies. Hallelujah, that your word will live forever in the earth. Glory to God on tonight. And we praise you. We magnify you. Lord, we love you. We want you to know we appreciate you. We constantly lift you up. We constantly magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like you. There is none beside you, and there never will be. And, Lord, we will continue to praise and magnify and glorify you on tonight. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you for everything that you do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We give all glory. We give all honor. We give all praise. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you that have called in, everybody that has tuned in. Hallelujah to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide. Hallelujah, ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every one of you. It is Throwback Thursday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And like we said, because we got so many recordings in the archive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On Thursdays, we are going to be running one back for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will have a treat for you. Hallelujah, on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But first, amen, we have got to open up. Hallelujah. Amen. With our opening scripture. Glory to God. Now, opening scripture again is going to come from the book of Mark. Hallelujah, on tonight. The book of Mark, amen, chapter 11, amen, beginning at verse 23. Hallelujah. And it reads, I'm sorry, verse 22. And it reads, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe ye have received them, and ye shall have them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On to, we're going to add one more, verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive. For if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you in your trespasses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. I want y'all to look at verse 25. Hallelujah. On tonight. Because we understand 23, 24, and 22, 23, and 24. Hallelujah. Those are the verses when we're trying to get something from God. Hallelujah, amen. We desiring to receive something, hallelujah, from God. And in that process, Jesus is telling us how to achieve something, hallelujah, from God, how to bring something over, hallelujah, from the spiritual, hallelujah, amen, to the physical, how to make something manifest in your life that you want from God. He said you got to believe it in your heart. Then you got to speak that thing. Hallelujah. And then you can't doubt what you have said. And then all you got to do is wait on it to show up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then he throw this in. Hallelujah. Amen. And this, the way I read it, I know everybody don't read it like me, but the way I read it is it was a little shady. Why you over here, glory to God, hallelujah, asking God for stuff in your life? Why you over here, hallelujah, praise God, trying to materialize things? Hallelujah, manifest things in the flesh. Why are you over here wanting stuff from God? Hallelujah, don't forget to ask him for forgiveness. Hallelujah, while you over here, don't forget, hallelujah, you done messed up. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But you don't ask forgiveness for yourself. Ask forgiveness for those that have sinned against you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ask forgiveness for those that pissed you off. Ask forgiveness for those that pushed your nerves. Ask forgiveness for those that made you mad. Ask forgiveness for those that sinned against you. Hallelujah. He said, and then he tell you why. So the Lord will forgive you. so the Father will forgive you for the sin that you've done. Don't just come to the altar. Don't just come before God just to get something from God. Hallelujah. Don't just come before God. Hallelujah, amen, trying to get something to manifest. Hallelujah. But don't just come before God trying to put money in your pocket, trying to get a house and a car and that man or that woman. Don't just come before God wanting stuff. Don't forget to ask for forgiveness while you're here. Glory to God. Not for you, for them. Glory to God, so that he'll forgive you. See, you got to forgive them so the Father in heaven will forgive you. This ain't about... Hallelujah, amen, them. See, their forgiveness is about your forgiveness. See, if you hold back forgiveness from them, glory to God, God gonna hold back his forgiveness from you while you at this altar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, don't forget, you don't deserve, you really don't deserve, oh, Lord, hallelujah, the stuff you asking him for. Hallelujah. Now, I done told you the secret, you might want to say. I done told you the trick. You might want to say on how to get it to manifest. I done told you all you got to do is believe. Glory to God, and it's going to manifest in your life. I done told you how to get that. Hallelujah. But while you there, don't forget, hallelujah, to ask forgiveness for others. Praise God. See, that's the part we forget. See, we want to stay mad at people, but we want God to give us stuff. Praise God. Relatively forgetting that we done sinned too. Hallelujah. A lot of times we get mad at stuff that's been done to us. Hallelujah. But we done it. I don't do it like I ain't. I did it once. You did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we want to get mad at people. Hallelujah. For doing it back to us. But hallelujah. How many of you know? Praise God. Hallelujah. Unless you forgive. Hallelujah. Them. God ain't going to forgive you. Hallelujah. Don't you know forgiveness means your salvation is on the line? Hallelujah. Your salvation, hallelujah, is on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So you're going to be laid up with all this stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I done told you how to get the stuff. Praise God. See, I don't deny, but what I say, my principles work. My laws work. I put them in place, and they gonna work every time you use them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no doubt about that. But don't forget in the process, glory to God, hallelujah, that you got to ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Don't forget about your salvation while you out here living it up. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people, I'm going to say this, we're going to move forward, hallelujah, to the recording on tonight. A lot of people, praise God, hallelujah, amen, get the stuff. They learn the secret. They learn the little trick. They learn, hallelujah, the principle. And then they turn their backs on God. They think, I done figured out the principles. I don't need you no more. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why a lot of people today don't tell you their tricks. They don't tell you, hallelujah, how they got successful. They put it in a book and make you buy it. Hallelujah, amen, because, amen, we the type of people, amen, get something from you and then turn our backs on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all we wanted. Hallelujah was the secret. That's all you came to God for was to get the trick. Hallelujah. Now you got the trick. Now you got the secret. Now you know the principle. You done went on about your business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 But God say, while you're there, don't forget. Hallelujah. Don't forget to, hallelujah, ask God for forgiveness. Don't forget, hallelujah, that you've been, hallelujah, wronging folks. Don't forget you know how to be shaded too. Don't forget you done cussed out somebody before, two or three people. Don't forget what you done did. Make sure you forgive those, hallelujah, so God can forgive you. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Speaking of forgiveness, if you're just tuning in, amen, praise God, you are tuned into, hallelujah, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It is Throwback Thursday. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. We have just been reading, amen, from the book of Mark, hallelujah, chapter 11, verse number, hallelujah, 25. and 26 were the key verses on tonight. Please go back and read them. Hallelujah, at your leisure. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to hit you with some Mississippi Man's Choir, Forgive and Forget, followed by tonight's throwback recording. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Forget to remember, to forgive and forget. For God will forgive us of our sins as we forgive others' debts.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember. Remember not the former things, nor consider things of old. God wants to do a new thing. He wants to renew your soul.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember.
Remember.
Hallelujah. Lord, you didn't fail me. When I fail, you take. Because sometimes I would forgive, but my flesh would not let me forget. Oh, even though we were told by Jesus that the way we forgive others that is the way we want you to forgive us, Lord, and the way to be truly blessed. Oh, don't forget to remember. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you are here on today and been injured in any way, we encourage you to join us, join it with us and say, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
to stand with me now.
Will you forgive me?
Will you accept?
Please accept
my apology.
My apology.
Can you say it again with me, y'all?
I forgive you.
Look at somebody and ask them, say, will you forgive me?
Will you forgive me?
Please accept.
Please accept
my apology.
Hallelujah. Oh, I remember when we used to, I can get down there and play with you with the Hot Wheels, but I'm too grown. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, that's why you shouldn't hang around childish people, because childish people will make you do childish things. Hallelujah. Praise God. The book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1, hallelujah, say, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah, praise God. You will not be, I'm paraphrasing, you won't be blessed if you walk it in the counsel of the ungodly. Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, don't hang around childish people. Childish people give ungodly, childish advice. Praise God, hallelujah. When somebody pushes you off the swing on the playground when you were a child, you push them back off the swing on the playground. But when you're an adult and somebody pushes you, you know better than to push them back, because all it takes is one person to call 911 and everybody going to jail. Hallelujah, praise God, because you realize that's a childish thing. Some of y'all ain't realized that's a childish thing, and y'all almost got into a fight today. Praise God, hallelujah. But when those police come and they put you in handcuffs and you in the back seat of that car, you're going to realize that was a childish thing. You're going to realize, hallelujah, snatching those purses was a childish thing. Hallelujah. You're going to realize sleeping around, having unprotected sex with somebody that ain't your husband and your wife was a childish thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not that saints don't get tempted, it's that they put it away. Hallelujah. It's still there. I just don't, I have to go get it. You know how much digging I'll have to do to get back to who I used to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know the place I would have to go to. Hallelujah. To get back to the person who I used to be. Praise God, hallelujah. And I can't really be who I used to be because I'm too busy being who I am. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. There was a story of a man named Jacob. We know him well. Hallelujah, praise God. But the only reason why his name was Jacob is because something he did as a child. Hallelujah, that followed him the rest of his life. Hallelujah, he grabbed hold of his brother's heel. Hallelujah, praise God. So they named him Jacob because Jacob meant heel. So the rest of his life, he lived up to being a heel. Hallelujah, praise God. A hater, a backstabber, somebody you wouldn't trust, a hustler, a swindler, a slicer. He lived up to it because of something, hallelujah, he did as a child. Praise God, hallelujah. And I don't know who this is for, but the Lord say this is the season where you need to quit living up to the Lord, have mercy. The what? No. Hallelujah. You living up, amen, to the marks people have put on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're living up, hallelujah, to the stereotype somebody put on you. Praise God. Just because you kissed a little boy when you was a teenager or when you was a little girl, they called you fast. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. So you became fast. Hallelujah, amen, because that's what they put on you. Hallelujah, praise God. And you wouldn't step away from the plate. You like to eat a lot, so they called you, they said you was greedy. They said you just ate up everything, so that's what you began to do. Praise God, hallelujah. They said, oh, you so cute. He gonna be a little ladies' man. Praise God. So you grew up to be what they said you was gonna be, but just time, amen, that you put away what they said that you was going to be, hallelujah, and you become who God says you are. Praise God. The Bible says you have to put away the old man. praise God, and put on the new man. All you doing is, oh, Lord, hallelujah. I wasn't intending on speaking on this tonight, but the Lord say all you doing is dragging the old man with you to church. Hallelujah. Now, you ain't put him away. Hallelujah. You just dragging him with you to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't repentant. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember the story where Jesus said, amen, there were two builders. Amen. They both built their house on the same spot. But one of them dug down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To the rock. Hallelujah. But the other one built his house, amen, on the sand. The problem is, praise God, somebody out there built their house, amen, amen, praise God, but instead of tearing down the old house that you built, the house that you built on lust, hallelujah, the house that you built on greed, hallelujah, praise God, the house that you built on who you say you are, praise God, the house that you built on being arrogant, the house that you built on being having an attitude, praise God, hallelujah, you know that persona that you keep up about yourself, praise God, that house, instead of tearing that house down, hallelujah, and rebuilding your house, digging down to the rock, all you did was come home, hallelujah, amen, you might have threw some records out and put on some Kirk Franklin and some like Yolanda Adams, hallelujah, you might have took some pictures down and hung up some Jesus pictures, amen, and threw some crosses around. You didn't tear the old house down, all you did was redecorate it, but it's still built on that same sinful foundation. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we wonder why God ain't blessed us yet. Well, I've been going to church and I've been paying my tithes. Hallelujah. Amen. But God ain't blessed me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that when you read the book of Malachi, see, that's where a lot of us get the tithes from. The book of Malachi tells if we pay our 10%, then God's going to bless us. But we don't realize that's not the only thing God asks us to do in that book. Hallelujah, praise God. He said we need to go back to his ordinances. Hallelujah. We need to go back to his ordinary behavior. Praise God, hallelujah. Watch this. Another verse puts it like this. Hallelujah. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. And then I will what? I will heal the land. The land represents your pocketbook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The forgiveness represents your sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, I will hear from heaven. That's asking God to hear you. Hallelujah. And heal you from whatever ails you. He said, you ain't being heard because you ain't repented. You ain't being heard because you ain't humbled yourself. You ain't being heard because you're not seeking my face. Hallelujah. You ain't being heard because you ain't praying. Hallelujah. And you ain't being heard, praise God, tonight. Hallelujah. Because you have not turned from your wicked ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have not turned from your wicked ways. You got to do all this stuff. You can't just do one. I seek my faith. I go to church. Hallelujah. Humble myself. I know I ain't nothing without God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray, hallelujah, but I got some wicked ways that I'm just not ready to turn away from. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm turning from my wicked ways, but I ain't praying like I should. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm praying, I'm turning, hallelujah, and I'm seeking, but I just can't humble myself like I should. Praise God. See, if you ain't doing all of it, see, we want the whole result. Hallelujah, praise God, without putting in the entire action. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want God to give us everything, and we only giving him 75%. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want him to fulfill the whole promise. Amen. And we ain't even fulfilling half of the obligation. Praise God. The Bible says, if you do good, I will bless you.
Praise God. But if you do evil, I will curse you. Praise God. It is so simple. Then he says in the book of Jeremiah, if you're doing evil, and I tell you that you're cursed, but then you repent and you start doing good, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the same goes for the other side. Hallelujah. He said, if you're doing good, hallelujah, praise God, and you're blessed, but then you start doing evil, praise God, then that blessing is going to turn into a curse. It is so simple. If you do good, you're going to get blessed. Praise God. If you go do evil, you're going to get cursed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you got to look in whatever your life that you feel like you are cursed in and see what evil that you are putting into that part of your life. The evil you put in might be just doubt. Hallelujah. It might just be doubt. Praise God. Watch this. Hallelujah. The Hebrew children, amen, it's not that they were lost. Hallelujah. In the wilderness, and they just was walking around the mountain and couldn't find the promised land. The Bible tells me in the book of Numbers that they found the promised land, but they didn't think, they doubted, hallelujah, that they could receive and they could take what God had promised them. Hallelujah, praise God. See, when the doctor come back, amen, with that test and with that diagnosis, but the word of God says that I promised you at least 70 years. Hallelujah, praise God. The word of God says, hallelujah, if you honor your mother and father, your days will be long upon the earth. It don't matter what that doctor said. Hallelujah, it matters what the word of God says, because the Bible says the word of God will not come back void. But if I doubt what the word of God says, hallelujah, the Bible says when two or more agree, hallelujah, amen, then it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. So if I'm agreeing with the doctor, oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody out there need to quit agreeing with the doctor. You need to quit agreeing, hallelujah, with the counselors. You need to quit agreeing, hallelujah, with the lawyers and the experts. You need to quit agreeing with them. That evidence ain't too big for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You think the evidence is too big for God? Somebody out there going through some legal trouble. Hallelujah. The Lord says if Snoop Dogg could get off for murder, and Puff Daddy could get off for murder, and R. Kelly can get off, and you really innocent, oh, Lord, have mercy. You ain't got no faith in God. You too busy listening to what the lawyers are telling you. Hallelujah. Instead of what the word of God is telling you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Paul and Silas began to sing in the middle of the night at the prison, the Bible says that the earth shook, hallelujah, and the doors came open. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to believe that God is going to open up that door. Hallelujah. You can't doubt. Hallelujah, God. That's wickedness to God. So he said, I will no longer dwell with these wicked people. And I said, Lord, how can you call them wicked when their sins are covered with the blood of those innocent lambs? And you said you can't see their sins. Hallelujah. You can't see their lying and their fornication and their adultery. You can't see none of that for the blood of the lamb. Then what sin are you talking about? What wickedness are you talking about? He says, the doubt. God say, I can't hang with nobody that don't believe in me. Praise God. Do you want somebody hanging around you that don't believe in you? That's why a lot of people say they get divorced because of sex and because of adultery and because of money. Hallelujah. I tell you this, a lot of men will leave, praise God, hallelujah, and a lot of women will leave, praise God, hallelujah, just because you don't believe in me. Hallelujah. You don't believe in me like you say you believe in me. You don't love me like you say you love me. Hallelujah. So I will no longer dwell with you. That's wicked, hallelujah, for you to dwell with me and not love me. That's wicked for you to say you trust me, but don't show you trust me. Hallelujah. It's wicked for you to say you believe me, but don't show you believe me. Praise God. He said, no longer will I dwell with this wicked generation. And the generation had to die out. The doubt had to die. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sin, when it's full grown, equates death. Praise God. Hallelujah. They doubt was full grown. They doubted so much that they lied to the people. Hallelujah. And they doubt was full grown. And because of their doubt, they died in the wilderness. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why some ministries ain't booming. Because you doubted. Hallelujah. So it died. Oh, hallelujah. That's why some marriages, hallelujah, didn't make it because you doubted. Hallelujah. And it died. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why them children ain't make it because that you doubted. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And they hopes and dreams, or maybe even them, wow, died because you doubted. Hallelujah. Yes, your doubt can affect somebody else. Hallelujah. You want some Bible on that? There was a man that brought this man, hallelujah, who couldn't walk. He suffered with palsy, I believe. Hallelujah. And they brought him to the house, but they couldn't get in the house. Praise God, because the house was full of people, but they were trying to get him to Jesus. So they took him up on the roof, and they lowered him down. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when Jesus saw the faith that his friends had, not the faith that he had, hallelujah, but the faith that his friends had, hallelujah, he healed the man of palsy and told him to pick up his bed and walk. Not because of his faith, hallelujah, but because of his friend's faith. I'm trying to tell you tonight that your faith could be holding somebody else back because you don't believe good enough to get them to God. Hallelujah, praise God. See, you got access to God. You go to church every Sunday. I'm talking to some church folks. I'm not talking to some worldly folks tonight, praise God. I'm talking to some church folks. You go to church every Sunday, and you see people, hallelujah, in need of Jesus, and you know how to get them to Jesus. All you got to do is give them an invitation. Hallelujah. All you got to do is give them a prayer line number. Hallelujah. Minister Ray on every morning, but you won't give them that number. Hallelujah. Praise God. A chosen generation on almost every night, but you won't give them that number. Hallelujah. Praise God. We on Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Praise God, but you won't give them the page. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't give them the address to the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see they need Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If you had enough faith, hallelujah, in Jesus, maybe you could get somebody else saved. Maybe you could get somebody else healed. Hallelujah. Maybe you could get somebody else delivered. Praise God. But your problem is you ain't got no faith. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially y'all church folks, hallelujah. Amen. Y'all done wrote off the little Polar R. Kelly. Y'all done wrote the boy out. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got no faith. Hallelujah. You got to have faith in any and everybody. You can believe God can heal Paul, hallelujah, who persecuted Christians. Praise God. You can believe God, hallelujah, amen, can heal David, who cheated on his wife, hallelujah, amen, with another man's wife, had the man killed, had a baby by him, hallelujah, covered it up and lied about it. Praise God. But you don't believe, my God, hallelujah. Praise God, because you ain't got no faith. Hallelujah, amen. Not just R. Kelly, what about your cousin Harold? Hallelujah, amen. What about your sister? Praise God, hallelujah. What about your brother? Hallelujah. What about your mama? Oh, Lord, have mercy. What about your daddy? You don't want to bring these people to God because you don't believe God can change them, even though the Bible says we battle not against flesh and blood, but we battle against principalities and wicked and evil spirits that are in high places. Hallelujah, amen. Even though Jesus had to deal, hallelujah, with demonic spirits, a third of his ministry, praise God, hallelujah, you just refuse to believe that Jesus, hallelujah, can heal your family member, that Jesus can heal your spouse, that Jesus can heal your children. Hallelujah. Your faith, your disbelief, your doubt. Praise God. Hallelujah. That might be the reason your situation is stagnant, while you're blaming other people. Hallelujah. Amen. For your situation, it might be stagnant because of you. Praise God. Maybe your wife keep creeping because of you. Maybe your husband can't stay home because of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe God trying to get you to change. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Since the beginning of time, we've been doing everything the wrong way. Eve ate the fruit. Hallelujah. So here you come, Adam. You want to eat the fruit too because she ate the fruit. Hallelujah, praise God. You wake up in the morning and your wife got an attitude with you, so you want to get an attitude with her. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. You wake up, your husband woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead of you keeping your composure, you go to snapping your neck and popping your fingers. Praise. I don't know what side of the bed you woke up on, but your mama don't live here. I ain't just, hold up. Praise God. Because he ate the fruit, you're going to eat it too. And both of y'all don't get put out the garden. Praise God. Because he cheated on you, you're going to cheat on him. Because he lied to you, you're going to lie on him. Because he went and hung out with his homeboys and went to the strip club. I'm going to go hang out with my homegirls. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because she did, because she lied to me about where she was. Hallelujah. I ain't going to never tell her where I am no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All we doing is doing the same thing Adam did, and that was ate the fruit. Somebody got to be the one, hallelujah, to say, hold up. Hallelujah. That what you just did was kind of childish. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Somebody got to be like Job. One man besides Jesus in the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. They didn't listen to nothing nobody else said. Hallelujah. Praise God. His wife said, you ought to curse God and die. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of y'all out there, some of us men out there, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We love our wives so much. We hypnotize so much. We whip, you know. Praise God. So much. Hallelujah. They say something. We might say it too. We might agree just so we can stay in good and stay out the doghouse. But Job looked at his wife and said, you sound like a foolish woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wonder if anybody got the guts to look at their spouse when their spouse tells them to do something that goes against the word of God and say, you sound like a foolish. When your wife comes to you on your birthday and say, hallelujah, you want to have a threesome for your birthday, man of God, you sound like a foolish. Uh-oh. Praise God. A foolish woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When your husband suggests some out of control, you sound like a foolish. Hallelujah, man. That goes against the word of God. Somebody got to stop it. Hallelujah, amen. So we gonna both get put out together. No. Praise God. Hallelujah. If one of us, amen, can put the brakes on and say, you know what? That's not what God said to do. That's not what the word of God say do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that girl at work made you mad, so you decided you're going to pack your duffel bag, put your sneakers and your Vaseline in there with your sweatsuit, hallelujah, because you're going to fight after work. Ain't that what you used to do, hallelujah, when you was in school? Childish things that need to be put away. Praise God. Cuss somebody out, hallelujah, because they cussed you out. Now you on YouTube looking like a fool. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't called you a fool. I said you was looking like one. Don't throw that scripture at me. I heard you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said you was looking like one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You're acting like one in public. Hallelujah. Forgetting who you are. That's a child of God because you have not come to that point of repentance in your life that you have changed your mind not only about who you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But not worrying about who everybody else says you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We get so caught up and we get so lost about, hallelujah, amen, what we hear the world saying. But the Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by the word of Facebook, not by the word of Eyewitness News, and not by the word of TMZ, hallelujah, not by the word of Instagram, praise God, but by the word of God. What did the word of God say about that? Hallelujah. Well, I'm thinking about divorce of my wife. What the word of God say about that? It say, well, God put together, let no man, hallelujah, put asunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They snitched on me at the job, elder, so I'm thinking about, hallelujah, putting a complaint on them. What you think about that? The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that you ought to turn the other cheek. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, my children just disobedient and I run them into the ground and I tell them what to do. I run my house like a boot camp. But the Bible say don't push your children to anger. Hallelujah. Well, I can't stand my mama. She wasn't there for me like she should have been, so I'm not respectful to her, even though the Bible clearly tells you to honor your mother and your father, and your days will be long. You rather hold a grudge. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now we're getting into unforgiveness. You rather hold a grudge in your heart, hallelujah, against somebody, hallelujah, and lose years off of your life, then to simply obey the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. One thing the Lord said, hallelujah, we're getting ready to wrap this up and we're going to open up the phone lines again. Praise God. Hallelujah. But one thing the Lord said, hallelujah, the Lord said you must not believe what the book say. Hallelujah. Period. Point blank. Straight to the point. You must not believe, praise God, what the book say. The book say, hallelujah, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, whatsoever, that means whatever you did, you gonna reap it. Whatever it was, every little thing you did is gonna come back to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Praise God, hallelujah. It's going to come back to you. Every time, hallelujah, some way it's going to come. Every time you lied, every time you stole something, every time you cheated on somebody, hallelujah, every time you got an attitude, hallelujah, praise God, every time you cuss somebody out, it's going to come back to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And sin, when it's full grown, equates death. But we don't believe it, hallelujah, because if we believed it, we wouldn't even dive into it. We wouldn't even tiptoe in it knowing we're going to fall all the way in it. Start off with a little white lie. Next thing you know, hallelujah, you done lied to any and everybody. Hallelujah. You done stole from any and everybody. You done got people to lie for you and bear false witness. You done did all the wrong things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you just tasted it. Hallelujah. I just got a number. I just texted her, Elder. That's all we doing. We just texting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, until you and your wife get into an argument. Praise God, hallelujah. Then you run to her and tell her everything you don't like about your wife, and the next thing you know, hallelujah. Well, he's just a friend, Elder. He just needs a little counseling on his relationship every once in a while. Yeah, so his relationship go bad, and there he is crying on your shoulder. Praise God, hallelujah. Then you find yourself in a compromising situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God on tonight. We got to understand, as men and women of God, we in a season, we in a time, praise God, hallelujah, where God is exposing any and everything, hallelujah. Whatever you did going to come back around to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Don't think you done got away. Hallelujah. If you think you got away, just look at the news. Bill Cosby thought he got away. R. Kelly, he thought he got away. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You can't, watch this. Read your Bible. David thought he got away. Hallelujah. David didn't know nobody. He didn't think nobody would be reading about how the man of God now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. John Gray thought he was going to get away. Men of God, women of God, watch yourself. You ain't going to get away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you got the nerve to want your ministry to blow. And not only will your ministry blow up, everything you doing going to blow up. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man soweth, it don't matter what it is, it's going to get out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's an hour, they already know, every time you done watch, hallelujah, you done clicked on the wrong thing on your browser. They already know. Praise God. Hallelujah. They just waiting for the right time to use it. Hallelujah. Praise God. They waiting and ready to slander your name. The Lord say, don't give them no ammunition. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't give them nothing to use against you. Hallelujah. That's why we call our past a testimony, because it's already happened. It's already over with. I did it, but I'm not doing it. Hallelujah. I am who I am and not who I used to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what God wants you to be. He wants you to be who you are and not who you used to be. Hallelujah. He wants you to put away the old man. Hallelujah. And put on the new man. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to walk in the steps that he has ordered for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When your steps are ordered, that means they're already laid out. All you got to do is follow the pattern. It's already laid out. Hallelujah. Don't divert. Don't go over there. You know she over there. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't know you was, you knew she was gone. Don't play. Hallelujah. Praise God. You knew what you and your homeboy would think. Y'all, you knew he was scheming and scamming and he was planning to do something dirty. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. And you know you wanted a piece of it. You wanted some of that money too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says one last thing. In business, the Lord says, hallelujah. We can't act like, we can't say we saved and then when it comes to business, we some shady business people. Because we represent God in the business world too. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't be all one person at work and a whole different person when you at church. I shouldn't have to, amen, go to your job and they say, oh, I didn't know you knew Elder Prevost. Amen. Oh, yeah, I go to church with Elder Prevost. You do? You go to church? Praise God. Hallelujah. I never would have thought as much as you cuss that you go to church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. As much sinning as you be doing up here at this job, I can't believe you go to church. Hallelujah.
The host has ended this call.